For Southern Volkswagen, the 400 game and legend of the game, Kevin Bartlett joining us just after 5 o'clock. But right now, Triple M will be rocking footy from about 1 o'clock on Saturday as we go to the G, Adelaide taking on Carlton.
Yeah, big game of footy. Our next guest is going to love this stat. The Crows have only beaten Carlton once at the MCG, way back in 2008. If that doesn't get you up, nothing will. Andreas Everett, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Okay, lads, how are we?
Mate, we're good. How are you coping, mate? It's been one of those years. They're not great to go through, but sometimes it happens.
Yeah, exactly. You know, at the start of the year, we're all pretty optimistic about how the year was going to turn out, and it sort of hasn't eventuated like that. You know, with John coming on board the last, you know, week or so, it's sort of changing a little bit, you know, in terms of the way we want to go about it, and hopefully it starts this week. And I do like that stat about, you know, us beating Adelaide, and they've only won one game. So, yeah, looking forward to, obviously, this Saturday.
Talking about Johnny Barker, he obviously seems like a really pleasant young man. What's been his key message to you and the boys, Andre?
Yeah, I don't think overly much is going to change in terms of our game style. There's going to be tweaks here and there, but we're not going to do anything drastic.
Andreas, did the speculation and everything that went on with Mick and the confusion between who, what page everyone was on, it's clearly taken its toll on the playing group to a degree, even though if you guys don't want to admit it. I've been through similar things, and it's not great, and it's hard to think clearly through it all. So are you just wrapped that a decision's finally been made and you can actually try and get down and get something out of this year now?
Yeah, it did drag on a little bit. But, yeah, as you said, it does take a little bit of a toll on the players, as much as people like to think it doesn't, but full credit to, I think, to Mick and how he handled it in a way. It was be pretty hard coming into that situation, and you know I'm always going to be very thankful for getting me back to Melbourne. And it was the one person who really pushed for me to come back down. And yeah, I'm very happy back now in Melbourne.
If I were this week at the MCG, Judd, Murphy, Jamison, Cruiser, yes or no, all four come back into the side?
Yeah, well they're all up for selection. I'm pretty sure putting their hand up. And, I'm looking forward to seeing Matty Cruiser coming back and running around. He's going to be a big part of the team.
Andreas, you blokes have been coming accustomed to having the early morning dips. You get a little another penalty session after. Was Chrissy Aaron late to a John Barker meeting in Sydney that cost you dearly earlier this week, you boys?
Yeah, it's been a little bit about that in the media, which come up. But I think the main thing come out of it is, from John Barker's perspective, is, you know, no matter who it is, but we're going to try and set new standards. It doesn't matter if it's Chris Yaron or if it's the first year, like whoever does it, if someone's going to be late, then they're going to pay the penalty. And it's not an individual sport. We're all down there together.
And, mate, what about former Carlton superstar Eddie Betts? You got anyone to shut him down this week, Evo?
I'm not too sure. We'll go through the team tomorrow, but I'm sure there'll be someone going to him. He's playing pretty well, I'm pretty sure, so 31 goals or something like that, and yeah. I'm sure we need something like that, since ours is maybe, I think, 10 goals with Tommy Bell at the leaderboard so far.
He loves the MCG. Oh, yeah.
Andreas, here's what I think. Some of the old Carlton crew just have their car out the front, and as he's coming past, bundle him into the boot and just take him somewhere for the afternoon.
Like on street.
Yeah, definitely. We need someone like that on our team. He's a good player, and I'm sure someone will go to him. Not sure who yet.
No, Andreas, good luck, mate. As you said, the record is fantastic at the MCG. Good luck to you, and good luck to the rest of the boys.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Andreas Everett there from the Carlton Football Club, and Carlton members are invited to join the Blues players and coaches after Saturday's game against the Crows, 1:10 p.m. at the Triple MCG. We will be rocking footy, and it's at Pullman on the Park, formerly the Hilton Hotel. Entry's free for members or $10 for non-members.
Andre. Evo. Andre? Evo. Do you know him?
Yeah, good mate.
Is he, Andreas?
Does anyone call you Evo?
No, it took me back to year 12, I think.
That's my mentality.
And what about Andre that he gave you first up?
Andre. I'm not a fan of Andre.
Any wonder we didn't get much out of you.
You got him offside early.
Oh, nah, he's a good friend. He's in the circle.
Good luck,
good.
Mate.
All good luck, Andre. Cheers, mate. See you, mate.